The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It may be Friday, November 5th. If you're listening on the audio feed, which we obviously appreciate, it is probably Thursday, November 4th. If you're watching on YouTube, if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel yet, please do so. YouTube.com/pick6 or fire up your YouTube app on your phone and you can search Pick Six. Subscribe, hit the bell next to subscribe. You'll get alerts when we go live. In fact, you'll get like a, I don't know if Debo's doing this or this is like a YouTube thing, but you'll get a 30-minute alert before we go live. And we're live on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays after the primetime games. Wilson, Ryan Wilson, our junior NFL draft expert, does a live mock draft every Tuesday at 1 p.m. And we make our pick show every Thursday at 1 p.m. And tonight, on this YouTube show, we will be giving away a $100 Paramount Plus gift card.
What?
That is worth, as I'm told, one third of a Brinson Sucks hat. Wilson Breach, what's up?
Hello. Breach, as I said on the pre-show, great news. I'm back to my winning ways and my expert picks. And if you listen to Wednesday night on HQ, I also crushed my pick, Jonathan Taylor, over 83.5 rushing yards.
Do you think it upsets Brinson that he has to podcast with the guy who's in first place against the spread and the guy who's in first place straight up every Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night?
And so he's the one that hosts a pick show. You tell me.
The irony. Let's go to Dr. Irony. Let's kick it to him.
Dr. Nick Irony. Go ahead, Dr. Nick.
Hello. Hi, everybody. There are a lot more things that upset me in life than hosting a show with Luckbox Ryan Wilson in first place in the against the spread picks, and I'm only talking about straight up picks because I don't have anything else to talk about. John, I'm only talking about this because I have nothing else to talk about. Breach. Hey, man! So tonight's game featured the New York Jets, and I can't for the life of me, Wilson, remember who they played last week.
That's right.
The Jets lost. The Jets got blown out. The Jets are a terrible football team. They beat the Bengals last week.
Well, their franchise quarterback got hurt.
Mike White?
Yes.
Mike White threw for like 50 completions and 400 yards against the Bengals. How depressing is that, Breach?
Well, he was on pace to throw for that against the Colts till he got injured. So not depressing at all.
That sounds very depressing.
Very breachy. Quite breachy. Okay, so we are going to give away a Paramount Plus gift card, $100. Paramount Plus. I could be wrong here, and legal will get after me, but I think you could actually get Showtime with your gift card if you combine Paramount Plus and Showtime together for $9.99 a month. Paramount Plus $7.99 a month. Debo, am I doing this right?
You can get the cheap plan. The lowest plan is $4.99 a month. So you can get 25 months of Paramount Plus, 2 years.
That's 2 years of Champions League. And by the way, Champions League doesn't have commercials because there aren't commercials during a soccer game. So if you're only interested in soccer, and that's Champions League, that's Europa League, that's like the Argentinian League, that's Serie A. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So as Breach notes, it's the lifetime of that thing. It is well worth
You know what's crazy is that the Paramount Plus is the single most used smart TV app in the Brinson household. Like I've looked at the metrics, and it's because I watch Champions League, and my wife watches RuPaul's Drag Race, which is the only place you can watch.
And your 7-year-old's probably watched the Paw Patrol movie at some point. There's a ton of program. Mr. Magoo is actually a fantastic cartoon. Breach, I don't know if it's too young for your daughter, but when she gets to be a little older, check out Mr. Magoo. Put that on the watch list.
She loves Mr. Magoo.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just kidding. She's never.
Some people in the comments are asking, "What if I already subscribed to Paramount Plus?" Well,
then give it to someone that you like.
No, then you can still use it.
Subscription,
right? No. That saved you $100 on your subscription.
If you're not a giving person, just use it for yourself.
Or
someone else in the comments said that's only 20 months. That's almost 2 years, man. If somebody gives you something for free for 2 years, you take it and you run.
Yeah. How do you think Prince got his hair plugs? Podcast.
And that's, you know what? If you don't want to use it yourself, boom, you have a stocking stuffer. Now that's one less gift you have to buy.
That's a pretty big gift, too.
That'd be a good gift. That person big will gift. Think you're their best friend.
Indeed. Yeah. So,
put it on your dating profile app.
You can also watch the NFL on it. Just want to bring that up since this is an NFL podcast.
Oh, yeah, you can watch your local NFL channels, of course. If you want to enter to win the $100, we need to get, I think, 175 likes on this video. It's a lot. And you have to be subscribed to the Pick Six Podcast YouTube channel. Additionally, type Paramount in the chat right now. P-A-R-A-M-O-U-N-T. Paramount.
Debo, what if you spell Paramount wrong, but you get selected?
I'll judge you, but I'll still enter you in the giveaway.
Okay, there you go.
You're spending a lot of time in YouTube chats, aren't you, Debo?
That's Debo's entire life.
What drives you crazier, YouTube chats or dealing with me 24/7?
Or Dr. Nick Irony.
Hit the like button, people.
Dr. Nick Irony.
I see the Paramount's flooding. There we go. Anyway, so yeah, $100 gift card. So we had a game of professional.
That's the best gift so far.
That is definitely better. Would you say that you will get a better gift than? Will you get a better gift than $100 Paramount Plus gift card in your stocking or in all of your presents this year?
Only for the presents I asked for ahead of time, they might be better.
Not unless it's a $101 Paramount Plus gift card.
Can you imagine trying to buy
that? Would Christmas be better presents than a $100 gift card.
Imagine trying to buy Christmas presents for Breach as a family member. I mean,
I do think Breach would be irrationally excited about a really crappy Christmas present, though.
My wife asks me every day, "What do you want for Christmas?
What did she give you for Christmas last year that you didn't ask for?" I'm gonna guess like flannel pajama pants and slippers.
No,
I asked for leave me alone for a day coupons.
I'm sure your wife had about 50 of those things to hang out just to get you out of the house.
she's like, I'm also asking for the same thing.
All right, Breach, what'd you get last year that you didn't ask for?
I can't even remember.
Oh, God.
Well, it was the first Christmas with the baby, so all you're thinking about is the baby can't even open presents, but all you're thinking about is getting the baby presents.
I really don't remember what I got for Christmas last year either, if that makes you
thank
feel
you.
Oh, yeah, somebody, Claire Chi points out in the chat, Breach is like, hey, just give me a half gallon of Jim Beam and be fine.
Yeah, so he can take you to the Super Bowl and stay in his room.
I get the all mini right bottles, the airport size ones in my stocking.
But they look huge next to you, so it's like it's a win-win. Put them in your little college fridge that makes it that's life size. Your walk-in college fridge.
Is that a refrigerator for ants?
All right, so the Colts and the Jets play football on Thursday night. Indeed. It somehow ended up being it's unbelievable how like Vegas these point spreads. I mean, it's always like there's probably 4 to 5 games every week where it's not close, but you have a 10.5 point spread and the Colts are covering by 28 points,
42 to 10,
42 to 10, right? So they're up 32.
Yeah.
And they're covering by 21 points and somehow the Jets have a drive at the end to try and cover. I think that's kind of the takeaway from this game.
Well, the takeaway is that Mike White got hurt. Before he got hurt, he played really well. And if he had played anything close to what he played last week, it's not preposterous to say you got some questions with Zach Wilson. You can make the case.
I think the way Josh Johnson played, there's questions about Zach Wilson. We have seen 3 Jets quarterbacks play this year, and Zach Wilson is without question been the worst one.
Yeah, that's not even, hesitate.
Again, we do this way too much where we talk about the team that lost, but somebody said this in a group chat I'm in, shout out FSM, but they're like, you should have traded Zach Wilson before the trade deadline.
You're not trading Zach Wilson. That's
of course not
insane. So why are you bringing it up?
Trade Zach Wilson. He's basically like holding up a sign that says, fire me, please. But I mean, how can Mike White look great for 1.25 quarters with this terrible Jets team, and Zach Wilson has looked awful for most of the season. Is that, and it's not like Mike White's got, I mean, this didn't have a lot of last week.
He had one completion prior to playing last
week. He was whipping it down the field against the Colts tonight.
No, my point is that he had one completion in 3 years in the league.
Right.
Prior to last week, he was 1 for 3 before he came in. And Zach Wilson was the second overall pick, I believe.
I mean, that 3 years in the league helps. You've seen stuff.
Shouldn't help that much.
Let me rephrase this hypothetical. If you Ryan Wilson, you are Joe Douglas. You find a trade partner who will give you a first round pick in the top half of the 2022 NFL draft.
No one's doing that. Who's doing that? They've seen it.
It's a hypothetical.
All right, go ahead.
Do you keep Zach Wilson or do you trade him for that? And you will not get in trouble with your bosses.
Why wouldn't you get in trouble with your boss? This team stinks, and you've been there for how long? Been there 2.5 years now?
Again, it's a purely hypothetical.
Yeah, I would do it, but I mean, you look like a moron. Like, everyone isn't Steve Keim, who could end up getting fired anyway at some point. But I mean, to his credit, he bought himself this year.
Yeah.
He bought himself 3 years.
I'm saying the Cardinals like bailed on Josh Rosen. It would be insane.
He played a lot this rookie season. They bailed on him.
I agree with you completely that there's no chance in hell the Jets would move on from Zach Wilson. Nor, frankly, should they. If your evaluation says we need to draft Zach Wilson, don't trade Zach Wilson. But I am curious if you would take a first-round pick in the top 15.
Yes, of course.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, that speaks volumes, though.
Yeah. I mean, I was actually watching this game. I was mad at myself that I had Zach Wilson number two. I should have had Mac Jones number two. But again, lesson learned. You learn every year. I talked myself into that.
As we.
But Mac Jones is still balling out, y'all.
Balling out. McCorkle.
What are you making faces for?
That sounded like something I would say. Mac Jones is still balling out, y'all.
Yeah, maybe I was making fun of you. And also,
I don't think so.
Also pointing out that I was on the Mac Jones bandwagon.
Yeah, number three, though, behind Zach Wilson.
By the way, last weekend in Stamford, Connecticut, when I was at HQ, Charlie Davies was there, former U.S. men's national team player who was covering soccer for Serie A, who grew up in New Hampshire, huge Patriots fan. He said, what did you think of Mac Jones, Ryan? I said, funny you should say that, Charlie.
He was my number three quarterback, Charlie.
And I am a huge fan.
Charlie, that really hurt.
Oh, Charlie, I had him number three on my list of the top quarterbacks. I don't know.
Hold on one second. Let me check the... Oh, you're still in last place against the spread. Continue, Brinson.
Hey, Pete Prisco lashing out like this. So anyway, it's hypothetical. I just thought it was interesting because my response was, you're not trading Zach Wilson.
No one's trading. You're getting fired. I don't care if Woody Johnson...
Immediately.
Woody Johnson could say, no, it'll be fine. As soon as you pull the trigger, you're getting fired.
But that was my point, though. It's like, if you don't get fired and you don't have to look like an idiot publicly... Would you pull the trigger?
Well, how are you pulling that off with one of those neuralizers from?
It's just a litmus test to see if you would want to move on from Zach Wilson. Is all it is.
He hasn't been great, and as Breach noted, both Mike White and Josh Johnson have looked pretty freaking good. And the only interception Josh Johnson had after throwing three touchdowns was on a tip pass when it would have been touchdown number four.
Yeah.
In three quarters of work.
Just saying.
I mean, Josh White has more.
17 NFL teams, including practice squads. That is. Wild.
What'd you say about 17 teams?
He's been on 17 NFL teams. There are only 32 of them.
Okay, over under. Zach Wilson will be on more or fewer NFL teams over the course of his career than Josh Johnson.
I mean, fewer because 17 is probably the record. Like, how many do you think Ryan Fitzpatrick's been on?
It has to be less than that, but only
it's under. Wilson's done. He's going to be cut by the Jets and never play again.
Ryan, name, I think Brinson and Breach have looked at it. Ryan, name 10 teams that Josh Johnson hasn't played for.
Oh, gosh. So he hasn't played for the Steelers. He has played for the Ravens. I don't think he's played for the Browns. Is that right? Bengals? Just tell me if I'm wrong, Debo. Chargers? Jaguars? Patriots? Giants?
Did you say Ravens or no?
No, he's played for the Ravens.
Okay.
Giants. What else?
Also, he's been on both the Browns and Bengals.
Oh, did I say both those teams? I did, right? Wow. Okay, so I'm out.
Yeah. If he plays in the three strike role,
he didn't play for the Steelers, right?
No, I'm saying if he played for the Steelers, he was on every single AFC North team.
Yeah. All right. That didn't take long.
I don't think he's played for the Patriots.
Did you know that he played for the Bengals, Breach? Do you remember that?
I did. It was when Dalton was there. He was.
Okay.
I think he was the backup in
here, 2013. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this includes practice squad, by the way, which $14K per week, not a terrible gig. 49ers. Then he went to the Sacramento Mountain Lions.
Of the UFL.
Browns, Bengals, 49ers again the second time, Bengals again the second time, Jets, Colts, Bills, Ravens, Giants, Texans, Raiders, Washington football team, San Diego Fleet, Detroit Lions, Los Angeles Wildcats, 49ers the third time.
I love it.
And now the Jets. That's it since 2008.
And from 2012 to 2020, Josh Johnson only threw three TD passes in the NFL. He threw three TD passes against the Colts on Thursday night.
Wild.
Wow.
Am I crazy? Wasn't it Mark Sanchez with the WFT in 2018?
Yeah, he came in and played well.
But Sanchez got hurt, and then Josh Johnson took over in like week 17 or 16.
So listen to this. So Mike White has one more touchdown pass than Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson has attempted 181 passes this season. Mike White has only attempted 77 passes. Meanwhile, the guy Josh Johnson we were just talking about has three touchdown passes, one fewer than Zach Wilson, and he has 41 attempts, which is 140 fewer than Zach Wilson. So
I think if you're the Jets, that's the takeaway from the game is, what the hell did we do with Zach? What, like, did we mess this up? Did we botch the number two overall pick?
Feels like it.
That's what it does feel like. I mean, you have two quarterbacks that have played in the past two games, and they both look like they were better than Zach Wilson.
Well, you know, it's funny, Breach. There's a whole point of me asking that hypothetical.
During the Wednesday show with Brinson, our little segment there, I was actually curious about how backup quarterbacks, typically what we consider backup quarterbacks, did in their second start ever. And here's some guys. Kellen Moore, Case Keenum, let's see, Austin Davis. These guys all threw for over 320 yards in their second start. So that was just I was trying to figure out how these guys did. So if they bombed, maybe we wouldn't expect much from Mike White. So Mike White actually got off to a hot start. He very well may have continued his hot play. But recent history says he probably had a good chance to do really well. I mean, Kellen Moore threw for 435 yards in his second ever start. They all lost the game. Like six of the guys that I looked at, they went 2-4, but they all played pretty well. In fact, the worst was Trevor Siemian, who threw for 266 yards, and he actually won.
And for anybody who didn't watch the game, Mike White left with 332 in the first quarter because he injured his right forearm, kind of right hand, and he had thrown for 95 yards at that point. So he was basically on pace to throw for 400.
Yeah.
And he said, I believe they, whoever was on the other sideline for Fox, Christina Pink. Yes, good call. She said that he told the trainers, "I can't feel it," and I don't know if that meant I can't feel I can't feel anything in my wrist, my forearm, or if I can't
feel. He was gripping the ball. He was pointing to his finger.
Very clearly, had no possession over.
By the way, BMAC just tweeted. Our buddy Brian McFadden, who we work with, who does All Things Covered podcast with his cousin Pat Pete. Mike White is the best quarterback on the Jets. There, I said it. You ain't the only one saying it, BMAC.
And well, the thing is, though, that like we are getting to the point where you can, the Jets aren't going to move on this year. Zach Wilson's not going to be gone after 1 year, but you're getting to the point where you play the best person. You don't think, oh, we drafted this guy number two overall, we have to put him out there. If Mike White is better, then you have to play Mike White. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Otherwise,
let me ask you this, Obrich. What happens if you play Mike White and he does well for a game and a half and then he starts playing terribly for two games? Then did you go back?
Then you go back to Zach. Your excuse here is that, hey, we got to get Zach Wilson 100% healthy. We don't want him 90% healthy out there and then getting hurt again, and then we don't get to see what he can do. We need him to be – so you can, like, play that off for another 2 or 3 weeks without, you know, really starting a quarterback controversy.
And it's not Ryan Fitzpatrick versus Tua. Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick's actually good, and you know that he's good. Mike White feels like he's captured lightning in a bottle. I mean, maybe he plays
and we don't know if he's good. Maybe he's going to stay the next few games.
Let's settle down.
So what do you do with Joe Flacco? Do you trade him back to the Eagles? Like, we don't need you.
You don't bring back Zach Wilson unless he is 100% healthy.
That's what Brinson just said.
Right. He's agreeing.
I love that Brinson. Like, he's like pro Zach Wilson, but he's like, San Francisco's making the playoffs. They're fine. They're not a bad football team.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
You have these weird takes, like you're contrarian, but in the wrong, like in situations.
What are you effing talking about?
Did you not say that San Francisco's fine and they're a good football team?
I said that San Francisco can still make the playoffs. I don't. That's so weird. Why are you mad?
That is weird.
I don't think that's inaccurate.
Thank you.
It's not crazy.
No, I agree with Brent that the 49ers can make the playoffs.
No, they're not making the
Panthers are currently in the playoffs in the NFC. The 49ers can definitely make the playoffs. I'm not gonna just like call Zach Wilson's done. It's over.
Nobody said that. I said you know, no one
can make the playoffs. The Indianapolis Colts.
Well, who's more likely to make it, the Colts or the 49ers?
49ers.
By a lot.
I think
not by a lot. What is Football Outsiders odds have? I bet it's not by a lot. And this is before the 49ers.
Another question from Wilson that he doesn't have an answer to. I can't wait.
Well, you should be prepared at this point. That's all I'm saying.
Why am I supposed to be prepared for random questions you ask? In fact, let's just take a break. Wilson can Google the odds. And when we come back from the break, he'll tell you who has better odds to make the playoffs.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives, you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
I am curious. Do you think the Giants and Dexter Lawrence can make the playoffs?
No.
Do the Giants trade Zach Wilson?
I love Dexter Lawrence.
I hate this guy.
I know. He's the absolute worst. Just being antagonistic for the sake of antagonism. All right. Who'd I ask about? Oh, I said the Colts. So the Colts coming in tonight were
30%.
You want to guess, Breach?
It's 30%, somewhere around 30%.
27.
31.8%, according to our buddies, Football Outsiders. Again, before tonight's drubbing of
the Jets. You can hear it in Wilson's voice that it's higher than 49ers.
I haven't looked at it yet. I'm looking right now. Oh, 41.2%. Who'd they beat last week?
The NFC is way more wide open than the
I understand the math, but they're not a good football team. Who'd they beat last week?
The Bears.
The Bears. So they improved their chances by 13.2% after beating Sean Wagner McGuff. Sorry, team. Okay. There you go. Mark the calendar, Breach.
Do you want me to press the dunk button or no?
Well, you can. I was going to say, Brinson's been right on November 5th. It took him.
I agreed with him.
4 months. Well, you're a moron, but that's beside the point.
No, so morons, the Colts, make it right.
All right. Now, if I'm going to, like, you know, talk about how right I am, I will also point out how I may be wrong. I'm not afraid to do that. And Carson Wentz.
Oh, boy. He's trying to jinx you, Debo. Go ahead.
No, very bad football team in the New York Jets. The Colts were averaging 11.2 yards per carry at some point in the middle of the second quarter. I mean, the Jets are horrendous. And Carson Wentz looked pretty good. He's looked good over the last month and a half.
I will say this, and this is something that Football Outsiders to bring up again, wrote about probably a decade ago, where good teams beat crappy teams soundly, and they beat every crappy team on their schedule soundly this year. Correct. The Dolphins, they beat by 10. The Texans they beat by 20. What's that? 28.
The Dolphins game was like a way bigger blowout than 10, too.
Right. And then,
well, let me put it concisely here, Ryan. The Colts have played four teams that went into the game with a losing record, and they have beat every single one of those teams by double digits.
There you go.
Yep.
As opposed, this isn't some, you know, this isn't the Titans or the Bengals.
The Colts have, like the Texans, the Colts have not played the Jaguars yet. They have one more game against the Texans, but the rest of their games are, and we talked about this on HQ, because Chris Assel asked us, Sportsline has had the Colts at 39% to make the playoffs and the Chiefs at 34%. I mean, if someone puts a gun to your head and says, would your Chiefs or Colts make the playoffs? You have to be right or you die. You're taking the Chiefs 10 times out of 10.
Sounds like a sports version of Saw, except with a gun.
I was thinking Squid Games, but yeah.
Squid, basically. Yeah, okay. What would you take, Ryan?
Well, here's the issue. If Aaron Rodgers had been vaccinated and was able to play this week, I might take the Colts. Now I start to fall out.
But here's the problem with the Colts. Next week,
they've lost the Titans twice as well already.
Correct. The division is probably off the table for the Colts.
Yes.
So they have to make it as a wild card, which means they're battling with a lot of teams, including the Chiefs. They have the Jaguars twice and the Texans once. That should be three wins. But their other games are the Bills on the road, Buccaneers at home, Cardinals on the road, Patriots at home, and Raiders at home. That is, Bridge, you talked about on HQ, how many of those games? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those games at Bills, Bucks at home, Pats at home, at Cardinals, Raiders at home. What is their record of those five games?
Well, we said they have to go at least 3-2 to even have a shot at the playoffs. And that's assuming they win the four gimmies.
Correct. They won one of them now.
Jets, Jacksonville. Yeah. So they have three left with Jacksonville twice and Houston.
3-2 is a big ask for those games.
And that gets them to 10-7. Otherwise, they're 9-8. I don't think they're getting it 9-8.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it is a big ask, but I don't think a lot of us are comfortable with them going to. Well, I think I picked the Colts to beat the 49ers in the weather.
By the way, that Pats record for you can see it on the screen on YouTube, youtube.com/pick6. If you're watching, hit the like button. 4-1 for the Pats in the conference is pretty big.
Huge.
That's a tiebreaker situation that is going to come into play.
Who's the quarterback for the Pats?
Mac Jones.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
I heard he's good.
I mean, you just look at this AFC, man. It's loaded.
It's unfair.
Well, who's breathing down the neck of the Cincinnati Bengals? Who is that team?
The Bengals, Steelers, Chargers are in the playoffs. Pats, Chiefs, Browns are out, and then Denver is another team ahead of Indianapolis.
By the way, there's no one on planet Earth who, you know, does this for a living that picked the Chiefs to miss the playoffs, because you would just be trolling and being a moron if you did it in August. Like, there's no...
Actually, the first time in like 5 years, I haven't picked the Chiefs to win the division.
Who'd you pick?
I picked the Chiefs.
Oh.
I usually always pick some stupid team to win the AFC West, and I look like an idiot.
Gotcha.
So naturally, they won't win this year. Jonathan Taylor. Top three running back in the NFL?
Who are the other two?
Healthy Derrick Henry. Healthy Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, he hasn't played in 2 years. I mean, I don't think you could put him in the top two.
Did you take Jonathan Taylor over Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, he's playing.
Okay.
You know who else is really good that we sort of Alvin talk
about? Kamara was the other.
I was going to say Aaron Jones. Like, Aaron Jones is legit.
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe Nick Chubb, but Taylor.
Nick Chubb. He's been
Taylor
hurt.
Feels like the second best running back in the NFL right now. And it's crazy that the two, if you do think it's Taylor and Derrick Henry.
Behind Derrick Henry, right?
Behind Derrick Henry.
But he's missing the rest of the season. Okay, let me rephrase it. Is Jonathan Taylor the best running back in football right now?
Is he that's playing? That happened.
The only issue is he struggles sometimes holding on to the football, which is annoying. Like, he had a fumble tonight. He might have had two that got knocked out. He
recovered both of them, I think.
Right. That just got to stop it.
But you're not going to keep recovering both of them. So you got to.
Correct.
Yeah, just hold on to the football.
He's a really good football.
Jonathan Taylor, the first player in 6 straight games to have 100 plus scrimmage yards since 2006 when LaDainian Tomlinson did it. And you know what Tomlinson also did that year?
I'm sorry. Who's the other person?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
You said something weird.
That's if he lets his guess, it takes the pressure off him to pronounce the name correctly, but he was too selfish to do that. What else happened?
Tomlinson won the MVP in 2006.
That's the year that Philip Rivers tore his ACL and played with one leg and LaDainian sat on the bench. Is that the same year during the playoffs? That's a different year.
That was 06. I think it's 2007.
Yeah. 06 was the year that what's his name? The safety.
Fun fact, Jonathan Taylor also has the two longest runs in the NFL this year because he had a 78-yarder on Thursday night against the Jets and then also had an 83-yarder earlier this season.
Man, imagine having the under 83.5 rushing yards for Jonathan Taylor and watching him rip that run off. You'd already lost by that point, so it probably didn't make you feel any better or worse.
Yeah, probably. All right, so again, I can't stress this enough. We're giving away a $100 gift card to Paramount Plus, hopefully tonight, if we get enough likes. What are we at here? We might not be getting it tonight. It's tough to give these away in
at midnight Eastern.
Yeah, this came in pretty early. But also, like, if this gave me – sorry, Deepa, go ahead.
No, I think, you know, if people are pretty active in the chat right now, I might, you know, change the rules and regulations a little bit and give it away for sure tonight.
So power hungry.
Yeah, that's me.
Gets off on the authority. Benson sucks in the chat. Let's get loose. And also, like, if this game had been closer in just in terms of like actual game wise, not spread wise, like Cardinals Packers, we probably get a big chat worth. Hit the like button. Yeah, we can't give it away tonight. We're not giving it away tonight.
Debo's probably got a whole pocket full of the gift cards.
Nah. Yeah. No? I tell you what, we love Benson chat. Maybe we'll give it away tonight.
Oh, so now Brinson's taking control.
That's right.
There's not going to be any.
I'm the captain now.
All right, we'll think about it. I wanted to run this by you. I hate to do it, except I really don't. We haven't done it in a while. Let's do a this or that with Carson Wentz and other NFL quarterbacks. I just kind of want to get the temperature of where you guys are at right now through 9 games with him, new situation. Toss some names out there.
Well, how does this or that work?
You say
Carson quarterbacks. Would you have Carson Wentz?
Always do with Derek Carr or some other quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Ryan, would you have Carson? Would you rather have Carson Wentz or Mac Jones?
That's a good one.
Just for this year.
On the Patriots or what team is he on?
Whatever team you want him to be on.
Well, if he's on like the Eagles, I want Carson Wentz because Mac Jones will get murdered behind a not very good team. Like he has to be in the right location. Let's say, what's a middle of the road team? Let's say, I'm looking real quick. Let's say the Denver Broncos, because they're 4-4. The Chiefs are 4-4 too, but I don't think anyone believes they're a middle of their team. So Denver Broncos, Carson Wentz or Mac Jones?
I think they're going Carson.
I think I want Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, I'll take Carson Wentz. What about
you would take Teddy over Carson?
That's a joke.
Oh, okay.
What about the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah,
Carson Wentz or Mac Jones?
Carson, you mean Sam Darnold?
No, they're saying put him in a different situation.
Carson Wentz would suck with the Panthers for sure.
Well, everyone would. That's the point.
But would Mac Jones be better than Carson Wentz?
No, I think you take Carson. Yeah. You need a little mobility and someone willing to take a bludgeoning back there. And Carson, what about the Atlanta Falcons?
Oh, Carson.
No.
I would take Carson. What about the San Francisco 49ers?
Your choices were Carson Wentz and Mac Jones here.
Sorry. So we're dropping.
You could go beyond Mac Jones too.
Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz.
Like if you want to win a game in Week 10, Carson Wentz or Kirk Cousins.
All right.
On the Vikings.
Yeah, go back to
the rules of this game are very bizarre.
All right, here we go. Well, here are the rules. Quarterback currently on the roster or Carson Wentz? The 49ers.
49ers. Jimmy G.
Wentz.
Yeah, I think I'm taking Wentz.
Probably Wentz.
There you go. The Steelers.
Wentz.
Wentz behind that offensive line would be bad. He would be holding the ball so long and running around and just getting drilled and fumbling.
That's why I hesitated. Big Ben's been playing okay. All right, here you go. The Browns with Baker Mayfield at whatever percentage he is.
Carson Wentz would smash on the Browns.
Wentz.
Okay.
Actually, I think the Browns would the Browns would be 6-1 with Carson Wentz.
That's like the perfect. Remember, like Carson Palmer, like meets up with Bruce Arians and his career, like has a second level leap because he just fits perfectly with that offense.
All right, Debo, how about this one? The Eagles.
Oof. There's a lot of history there. Just pure play Carson Wentz, but There's too much baggage. But
Carson Wentz or who in Dallas?
No, the Eagles. They're in Philadelphia.
I take Jalen Hurts. Better rusher.
What? Get out of here. You crazy. Jalen Hurts drives me absolutely bonkers. What about the Giants?
Okay, look.
The Giants.
Carson Wentz.
Is Carson Wentz a top 10 quarterback?
No.
Right now, this year in the NFL.
Are you serious? What are you smoking? What are you doing over here?
I'm serious.
I haven't heard you guys say another team yet.
I know. I mean that's what I just
said. The borderline
we're going through the teams
we're playing are.
We're going through the teams. We keep picking Carson Wentz. The guy has thrown how many touchdown passes do you have tonight?
Wait, you would take all right.
No, he
Matt won't. Ryan or Carson Wentz on the Colts. Who are you taking?
I'd take Carson.
Probably no. Carson.
Matt Ryan's washed.
Oh no.
He has 14 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in his past 6 games. He's
been on offensive line. Carson Wentz is like a top 5 offensive line. You're nuts.
You're nuts, sir.
Carson Wentz threw a 1-yard pick 6
that was a brilliant play.
No.
But the game still went to overtime, so it almost didn't matter.
What is that? What kind of logic is that?
I mean, he has the lowest interception rate of his career right now. I'm not saying he's playing the best that he's ever played, but like he's not just throwing picks left and right.
Yeah, Benson.
Because Frank Reich is taking the ball out of his hands and pounding it with Jonathan Taylor and Nyheim Hines. If you put Matt Ryan on the Colts, they'd be in the playoffs right now. They'd be winning the division right now.
As Breach told you, that all they do is throw the ball in the second half, no matter what the score is. Carson Wentz ranks 20th in value per play, according to our buddies at Football Outsiders, just behind Jalen Hurts, just ahead of Joe Burrow. What?
Why are you going to bring Burrow into this?
Oh, he missed! He missed! Oh, and he may have pulled a hamstring or a muscle, and there is complete elation.
So he's also hit a Matt Ryan, Ryan Tannehill, and then a bunch of scrubs. Pretty interesting. All right.
I think the Colts offense has really come together. I think as a whole that, you know, Carson Wentz isn't going to carry an offense, but he has Jonathan Taylor to help him. He's really building a lot of chemistry with this receiving core.
I think Brinson, for as much as he yells and screams, he's right about the Frank Reich offensive line factor.
Yeah, you have a great play caller in Frank Reich. You have an incredible offensive line that the Colts have built over years. You have Michael Pittman, who's developing, taking a second year leap as a true number one wide receiver. You have multiple tight ends who can do stuff for you. You have Jonathan Taylor, who we just described as the best running back in football currently.
You know what he's really saying, Breach? If Phillip Rivers can have success in Indianapolis, anybody can.
How dare you?
Don't drag Phillip Rivers into the mud.
I'm not going to say he's a top 10 quarterback or reach that status again. But he also
– insane.
He also – the first 3 weeks, if we're talking about the past 6 weeks – first 3 weeks, he had no ankles. Like he's been playing better as he's gotten healthier. Like we have to factor that in.
Can we briefly run through? All right, so we're talking about he's been great for what the last?
They started 0-3.
So, yeah. Last 6 weeks, who have they played?
Take out last four.
The Dolphins. We all agree the Dolphins are bad.
Schedule.
He played well against the Ravens. That was good. He then smoked the Texans.
Counts.
Beat the 49ers in a bomb cyclone, which I'm just not going to count as a...
Still counts. Your buddy Jimmy G did not play great in that game.
Yeah, how are you not counting that?
Carson Wentz wasn't that good in that game either. And lost to the Titans in overtime with the epically miserable pick six.
And still only lost by 3 points in overtime despite this stupid pick six.
The back-breaking pick in overtime was a horrendous, unacceptable throw. And then he beat the Jets. I think you guys are playing this team up a little much. And
they would have beat the Ravens if they brought a healthy kicker to Baltimore.
Carson went. What?
Yeah, take that one.
Then you should bring a healthy kicker to Baltimore.
Well, I'm saying that wasn't Carson Wentz's fault.
That's right. He's not the
Carson Wentz guy. Carson Wentz is not 2020 Carson Wentz. He ain't 2017 Carson Wentz. People are trying to make that happen. It ain't happening.
He's 20th in DVOA
He's a below average quarterback.
Below Jalen Hurts, ahead of Joe Burrow.
They were tied with the Rams at 3 minutes left.
Wait, you're putting below average on them?
At 20th, yes. There's 32 NFL teams. Half of those are 16. 20th would be below average, Deepa.
He's replacement level. But he's been above replacement level after.
He
got his ankles back from the repair shop, he's been much better.
I mean, if I... If, All right. Can I list?
What do you have to do now? What do you
want? You didn't even list like the worst quarterback.
16 quarterback. All right, Devo, you tell me yes or no. Josh Allen. Who do you want? You want Carson Wentz or Josh Allen?
You're going through Josh Allen.
Okay. The AFC is not great. Mac Jones.
Carson, right now.
Fine. Lamar Jackson.
Lamar.
You forgot the Jets.
Yeah, I skipped over. Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Okay. Ben Roethlisberger.
Carson.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield.
I'm being fair here. Carson.
That's fine. Ryan Tannehill.
I'll go Tannehill right now.
I agree.
Good call.
I'm not going to bother with the other two teams in that division. Ooh, Derek Carr.
Breach is keeping track, right?
Yeah.
Derek Carr. You got to go DC.
Yeah. Assuming Breach can count. But
Justin Herbert.
Herbert.
Patrick Mahomes. Don't Mahomes. You Teddy Bridgewater, I assume Carson.
Yeah.
Dak.
Dak.
Jalen Hurts.
Carson.
Cheater.
He's being realistic.
I feel like I'm being very fair. Chat, tell me if I'm being fair.
Obviously, Heineke and Danny Dimes both know.
Correct.
Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Kirk Cousins.
Ooh.
I would go Carson.
I disagree on that one.
I watch a lot of Vikings. I would go Kirk Cousins.
We're skipping Bears and Lions. What are we at? What number are we at?
Why are you skipping Bears? Maybe he wants Justin Fields.
We're at 9.
Tom Brady
will be
10.
If he takes him.
Tom.
Phillip Rivers on the Saints.
Stop it.
We'll skip Saints. We don't know who their starting quarterback is. We'll skip Sam Darnold. Matt Ryan is a kind of an inflection point.
Here. I would take Carson Wentz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler.
Matthew Stafford.
Stafford.
Jimmy G.
I think I'm leaning Carson.
Oh, that's a layup.
And we're taking Russ.
That's fine.
So a healthy Russell Wilson. That 13th. Means Carson Wentz is the 14th best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, according to Debo's unscientific.
I agree with him. I think
I would take Jimmy G and there was
Matt
one.
Ryan. Matt Ryan.
Jimmy
Matt
Ryan G, did you not watch the Bomb Cyclone game?
I know. It's insane. His love affair with the 49ers is
the Bomb Cyclone game didn't count. Carson Wentz.
They don't love you back.
You made fun of Carson Wentz's interceptions against the Titans. Jimmy G had some of the worst fumbles in football
in a
history.
Bomb Cyclone, you lunatic.
What, those count. Carson Wentz didn't fumble it in
the
Bomb
Cyclone.
That's
right. He sure didn't.
All right. What do you think about taking Mac Jones over or taking Carson over Mac Jones?
I get it. For this year.
Look, that was a fair assessment. Debo didn't do anything biased there.
There we go.
So, all right. I will say that Carson Wentz, when I said below average, I was talking about 20th in the DVOA.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carson Wentz has been a median average quarterback this year.
Which is it, median or average?
I prefer to implement multiple mathematical philosophies into my assessment. Right?
Implement or inclement, Breach?
In the Debo Dime QB rankings.
I'm getting off the stream. All right.
Carson Wentz is ranked 14th, which makes him top half of the NFL.
According to DOW, like Debo over, or yeah. WOD, wins over Debo or whatever.
Wad.
Dimes over Debo.
What? Idiot.
Breach. Can you tell us about something unique that happened in this game tonight?
It was. We got a scoregami. Guys, we got a scoregami.
What is that?
First ever score in NFL history that ended 45-30.
I feel like there's been like four or five scoregamis this year.
Well, the thing was, it got off to a really slow start. There weren't any through the first 6 weeks. Then we got one with the Rams and Giants, I believe. And that final score... I don't think I have it in front of me. The Cardinals and Texans did it a couple weeks ago. Also, that 31-5 game was the second one of the year.
Thanks, Houston.
Yes, Houston getting that field goal and the safety. Absolutely.
Breach, is there a way? I'm going to pull a Wilson here. Is there a way to find out what score has happened the most often in NFL history?
Yes, there is. Pro Football Reference actually has a fantastic place.
Well, while you're looking it up, I should point out that Carson Wentz.
Oh God!
6-0 on Thursday Night Football.
There you go. You wanted to bet the Jets.
I didn't. I bet the Colts.
You wanted to. I said. I talked about it.
And so, as Debo's showing on YouTube, this was the 1,069th unique final score in NFL history. And Wilson, you asked, "What is there a way to find the most common score?"
Before you give it, let me guess what it is.
You can guess, and Brent can guess too.
I'm going to guess 14-7.
I'll guess 28-14.
Debo, you want to guess?
I would say 24-21.
That's a better guess.
All right. Debo is... Wait, Brinson, what was your guess?
Whatever your answer is.
I think you said 24-17.
No, he said 28-14.
Yes, I said 28-14.
What'd you say, Wilson?
14-7.
Debo is the closest to the top. He picked the seventh most frequent score.
What's number one?
First most frequent score in NFL history is 20-17.
Is it? That actually makes sense.
It has been done 272 times. 27-24 has been done 221 times. And those are the only two scores that have been done 200 or more times.
How about that? How about that? I didn't know what score gummy was until like 2 weeks ago.
This is crazy. All right. Are we keep this going? What are we doing here?
No, Wilson's 1-0 finally on Thursday night for the first time in a month. I'm back at it. I feel like an undefeated ATS.
I might be like 9-0 on Thursday night somehow.
You might be. That you should only do Thursday nights.
That'd be great.
That's the lesson.
What if you only pick Thursday games?
He'd be 9-0.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that could be in your Twitter profile. Like only guy that's picked all Thursday games correctly this year.
Yeah, I'm not the weirdo who does that with like you with the Chiefs or whatever.
I do. Why wouldn't I?
All right. Any questions from the chat before we get out of here?
And you know what's funny is Brinson, really your favorite team, the 49ers. I haven't missed any on them this year against the spread or straight up.
Well, so I feel like I got to let the people know, you know, we were told to meet a certain threshold. We're going to hold the Paramount Plus giveaway for Sunday.
Per my orders.
Brinson has no control over anything. But everybody that dropped their handle earlier, I will pick something from the Pick 6 store, run our random generator, and give away something from the Pick 6 store.
Per my orders.
Brinson has no control over anything.
Yeah. So type something in the chat and I'll tell people how to give you something.
Yeah.
And I will be in touch. I will DM the winner that is selected that I'll run in about right after the show's over.
We'll be with the Paramount Plus. If you're hanging out here, you'll be coming back. And exactly. All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. For Wilson, for Breach, for Carson Wentz, for Debo, for Matt Ryan, Jalen Hurts.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.